It's the Power FM Brekkie Show. Josh and Maddie here this morning. Very important that we do this here in Ballarat is giving blood.
Maddie. Yes, and it's actually National Blood Donor Week as we speak, so a perfect week to raise awareness about getting more donors. We're seeing all these posts every now and then popping up on Facebook saying, need donors, and I saw one the other day on Ballarat Gal Pals. I'm always on the
Gal Pals.
On the Gal Pals, asking for people to donate, and there's actually going to be a plasma drive in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
So I thought, what better way than us trying to talk about than get an actual person in from Life Blood? Please say good morning to Steph. Hello.
Hi, Maddie. Hi, Josh.
Good
Great
morning.
To be with you.
So you work at the Ballarat office of Life Blood?
Yes, so I work between Ballarat and a few sites across Western Victoria. So it keeps me quite busy, but I love looking after the Ballarat team.
Awesome.
It's very cool. So we're in National Blood Donor Week. How important is it for people to go and donate blood?
Blood is essential. So we need a blood donation every 24 seconds in Australia.
Wow.
So just to put things in perspective, one in three of us will need blood or a blood product at some time of our life. Blood's always needed. So I guess that just shows you how important it is. And that's why we need more and more blood donors every day.
Now, you were saying before, we were having a chat before the interview, and you were saying there's not necessarily a shortage of blood. It's just an increased demand.
That's right. So the demand is increasing. So at the moment, there's the hospitals are using more blood than that what they have in the last few years. And on top of that, the plasma, which is a component of your blood, is growing by around 7% each year with demand. So we need more and more plasma donors here in Ballarat. And that's why we're having that special Plasma Power Day at the end of the month.
Yeah. I think I'm actually booked in for the 26th. I've got to double check whether it's blood or plasma.
Can you do both at the same time? How does it work? If someone wants if someone wants to donate blood or plasma, how do they go about it?
Well, we're definitely not that desperate, Josh, that we're going to take one out of each arm.
I'm just take it all. I don't need it.
I don't know how well you'd walk out of the centre, but so for a whole blood donation, that's just the normal blood donation where you donate 470 mils of your blood. So we take all three components, and we say that you can save three lives with that blood donation because those three components will go on to helping save three different patients. Whereas with a plasma-only donation, you sit a little bit longer in the chair because we only take the plasma component of your blood, so the golden part of your blood, and we are able to take a little bit more plasma at that time, and we return your red cells to you.
So that's pretty cool. It's a kind of crazy process to think about.
Yeah.
You can take it out and then put stuff back in. So if someone wants to book in or is listening to being like, oh yeah, I could go and donate blood, how do they go and do about that doing in Ballarat?
It is so simple. All you need to do is call 13 14 95, visit lifeblood.com.au or download the free Donate Blood app.
So it's pretty simple. One question I have, though, because I was looking online at like the eligibility, because there's stuff about people living in England for a little bit. And also one of the questions is to do with iron deficiency. And I know a lot of women have iron deficiencies, or maybe they don't know about it. So what's the go with that? Like, if I want to go and donate, are you guys just going to turn me away straight away? Are you going to look at my iron? How does it work?
So great question. So eligibility is always something that we need to check. You can check online first and go through a quick eligibility check with on our website, or by calling our call centre, they'll run through it with you. But back to that iron. So before you donate, every time you donate, we do a quick hemoglobin test, and we check that you're right to donate there on the day. If it's a little bit too low, we won't take your blood for that day. So it's a good indicator to you as well.
Which is handy.
The whole process is super easy. It's like a tiny little prick on the end of your finger and yay or nay.
Yeah, that's right. It's so simple. And I would encourage any person that's ever thought, oh, a bit unsure about doing it, really take advantage of being National Blood Donor Week. We're encouraging people to make that change for life and do something that will really help save another life.
Yeah, definitely. And it's pretty cool because Josh has donated a couple of times before and you get a text message saying where your blood's going.
Yeah, I got a couple of times when I've donated, I get a text saying your blood has been sent to, the last one it was sent to a hospital in South Australia. Which is just nice. You just get a text message saying, oh, you just saved a life. I'm like, guys,
I don't want
to. Yeah, I know. I don't want to walk around, you know. That's just a nice little touch as well.
It certainly is. And it's something that it makes you as a donor, because myself, I'm a donor, and I get those text messages. And it warms your heart to know that today my blood is being used by a patient in a hospital. It could be anywhere in Australia, because we work as one. We make sure that here in Ballarat we play our part in providing Australia's blood supply. So doing our part here in Ballarat.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And if you want to be a part of that, if you want to go donate blood, go and do it. Not just this week, just as much as you can, and get out there, pull up your sleeve, roll it up, get the little prick and get the blood flowing and help save some lives.
Yeah, it's so easy. If people want to get in contact and see whether they're eligible, what are those contact details again?
13 14 95 or visit lifeblood.com.au or download the free Donate Blood app.
Awesome.
Perfect. Thank you so much for coming in, Steph.
Thanks, Maddie. Thanks, Josh.